The one self abides in eternity, not in time. It's very difficult for a consciousness enmeshed in the illusion of time to understand what is eternity. Because we cannot place where eternity is in relation to time. Is it before time? Is it beyond time? Is it also pervading time? But we have to say that eternity has ontological priority to time, that time occurs within eternity. And eternity is the abode of the self. In fact, it is the mind of the self, the mind of Lord Shiva. What is Lord Shiva's IQ? Can you imagine it? We are speaking of an infinite mind, and a finite mind cannot possibly comprehend the intelligence of the infinite. The infinite mind that is, in fact, the self of the entire universe and more. The intelligence of the self is inconceivable. And that self uses that infinite intelligence for the purpose of creation, the creation of beauty. And the type of beauty that God prefers to create is the art of theater, drama, cinema. And so this entire universe of time and space is a great, incredible work of dramatic art. And this infinite playwright is not selfish in his infinite genius. And he has created playwrights within the great play who have written their own plays within the play. Shakespeare, Ibsen, Chekhov, all of these are simply splinters off of the infinite mind of the great playwright. But there is no playwright like Shake Trident, the one who shakes the world, who destroys it when it has lost its dramatic value, but also brings that play to its ultimate culmination in the denouement, the revelation of that infinite intelligence that comes into the finite and offers the ultimate grace of the Deus ex machina, the arrival of the God mind within the machinery of consciousness that has become enmeshed in mortality, in the mechanisms of the body and of the ego software, and explodes it into infinity. That is the ultimate grace, to be drawn into that infinite mind of God, to know that mind which is also heart, as oneself. And so that one mind is all that is. There is nothing else but that mind. And this universe is only a dream, a fiction created by that mind. And we are still within that mind because there is nothing outside of that mind. And that one great mind has created an infinity of lesser minds. But each one of those lesser minds has within itself, in its own essential essence of consciousness, in its own core of the heart, a spark of that infinite, eternal, absolute self. You are, every one of you, every being in the universe, a manifestation of that infinite consciousness. And all the ego is a mask over that consciousness, a veil of Maya. And everyone is free to remove that veil and realize God as oneself. You have that freedom because God wrote it into the play. But God also wrote each one to have a character whose initial role in the play at the birth of its body is a role written by the parents. And so the ego system is actually a play written by another, or two others, or a family system of others. And when one becomes an adult, one has the right and the duty to take the pen away from the parental authorities and tear up that script and write one's own. But at the end of Kali Yuga, almost no one does that. And they stay trapped in a very limited script written by limited consciousnesses in order to put their own shadows outside of themselves into their children. And so the consciousness remains in an internal play in which the ego and the internalized superego are fighting for control of the pen, who will write the script. But neither of them is capable of writing a decent script at all, because both are simply shadow elements of consciousness, elements of lack, elements of loss, elements of fear, elements of sorrow, elements of lovelessness. And so, the only freedom that is written into the play for each character is the free will to break free of its own illusion of free will by surrendering to the great playwright, by determining that you don't know who you really are, but you know that you are not who you think you are. And that is our one freedom, to separate from all of the images in the mind, especially the traumatic images, and all of the terrible things that the voices of the superego are saying in judgment of the egoic child. And all of the child ego's fury and rejection and anger and hatred that it has turned upon itself and its own life, and created a sense of failure and stupidity and confusion and hopelessness and anxiety in place of the bliss and the beauty and the infinite intelligence of who you really are. And the beauty of the great play turns around the possibility in the final act of awakening, of ripping through the script, of entering into the great unknown, and of discovering who and what you are, discovering the infinite mind again as oneself. Returning from time into eternity and integrating them both as a unity. And becoming the dreamer of a new cosmic dream. A new dream, but an ancient dream, because it is the dream that arises from eternity itself and expresses eternity in every moment of time as the beauty of who you are and the infinite subtlety of every wave of your heart that is writing the script of your world and producing its appearance, because the world is only your interpretation, only a story, only a narrative within a narrative. But the pen and the artistry to bring about the transformation of the character into the incarnation and the avatar of the Absolute Self is within the grasp of the capacities of your being as you are now, because it is written into the play that you are free at every moment to realize the Self. And this is the moment that the Self has written in to open up the portals of grace. But the finite mind cannot recognize the infinite, cannot return to it, cannot even surrender to it. But what can happen is that through the surrender of all that you believe that you are, or that you know, or that you want, or that you fear, by releasing all of that into the essential freedom of your being that can never be taken away, the instant realization of the Absolute Self is present. If you are willing to exchange your ego for that mind, and this is the offer that God makes to every being. But to accept it, you must go through the emptiness, the annihilation of the ego, in the eternal light of the Supreme Presence, in which everything but the Self is absent. And then bring about a reinterpretation of the world that enables its divine beauty to be perceived directly, and to know that beauty and the bliss and the love that it brings in its wake as your own creation, as a manifestation of the greatest artwork ever made. Know yourself to be that. May you find the peace that comes with total trust that the power of self and the purity and the accuracy of the Tao of the self is present, operating the instrument of mind and body to bring the presence of supreme beauty into the habitat which has been created for God's revelation. And may you know the deeper peace of integrating entirely the logic that underlies the unfoldment of the cosmos and its culmination in that absolute transformation that brings about the realization of God as yourself. Without fear, enter into the supreme peace. In which that level of God is entered, from which there is no return. And which words cannot describe, but which is the fulfillment and the glory of the quest that life has always been about. And realize the portal is open for you here and now. Namaste.